Greetings and welcome to New Music Aotearoa. I'm your host, John Watson, and over the next hour, I'll be bringing you the latest and greatest New Zealand music that's just been released thanks to New Zealand On Air. It's great to have your company. Listen out also for our jukebox flashback when I play a golden oldie New Zealand classic. So without further ado, let's get this show started. Thanks for joining me. And you've just heard track number 5, which is the last track on the new EP that's been released by Kiwi artist Zoe Vera. And that track is about realizing two choices. Let what's been done to you destroy you, or recognize that you've already survived the worst. Zoe Vera, a track called Live Harder. It's the title track of her new EP. You're listening to A Show With a Difference. My name is John Watson, and the name of the show is New Music Aotearoa. It's a show where I play a whole heap of brand new New Zealand music by New Zealand music artists. Just like this one. This is Tala Ward. It's called Dear Michael. Welcome along. It's great to have your company.
Dear Michael, I've been well. Wonder how you're going. Is it sunny where you are? Is it cold wind blowing? To live across your mind, I've been keeping the plants alive. I know that we'll survive, but I miss you. Dear Michael, it's been hell. I moved back to South. I'm making big plans. Truth is, I ain't fine. I've been drinking down at the bar, but it ain't where you are. I miss you. Dear Michael, I can tell you found someone new. A hope that she cares. I hope she loves you. I hope she is kind. Even though we're broken, there's so much left unspoken. I miss you.
Obviously, the song is called Dear Michael. That was Tala Ward, who hails all the way from Riverton in the South Island. And Tala has been performing on both sides of the Tasman since the age of seven. She's a member of the Southland trio called the Dollies, which won the prestigious New Zealand Gold Guitar Award in 2023. Well done. Great track. Coming up, a track from Allure, and in the track she features Kendra Dantes. This one's called Alive Again. Allure and Kendra Dantes, a song called Alive Again. You're listening to New Music Aotearoa, a show with a difference where I play a whole heap of brand new New Zealand music by New Zealand music artists. And bear in mind, and I've said it before, this is usually the first and last time you'll hear this music, because there's so much music released on the New Zealand market, particularly this month, which is May, which is called New Zealand Music Month. I had something like 300 tracks submitted through to me for Airplay Audition this week, and that's a lot to listen to and a lot to get through and a lot to pick the best, the very best, in order that I can play them on this show for you. This is the latest track from Mozzie. the latest track from Mozzie called Here We Go Again. Well, at this stage, I'd like to introduce you to a new artist that I have to be honest, I hadn't heard from before. His name is Dylan Story, and he sent me through a track called Old Forests. And Dylan's an Auckland-based session guitarist, songwriter and recording engineer with a strong back catalogue of self-produced songs spanning two decades. You should go and check out his website, dylanstorymusic.com. And he's also known for collaborations with other musicians such as Ayrton Hall, Bond Street Bridge and Reb Fountain. And this new single, Old Forests, he describes is a driving pop song with lush harmonies and pervasive melodies. Melodies which dwell on the fragility of human relationships. Dylan's Story, a song called Old Forests.
It was you who built that wall there. I just handed you the tools. It seemed to come from nowhere. And left us a laughing pair of fools. And strange colors danced before my eyes. To want to see, to go beyond the layers, and straight forward is halfway right back to the start. Too late to try, survive another winter, and like old forests, the future.
The best new tracks. Great New Zealand artists. This is New Music Aotearoa with your host, John Watson.
Heart of love,
heart of mine, please listen close to what I have to say. It's time we had a talk, just you and I. You've been acting strangely, just like nothing ever happened. While my mind tells me that I can't live a lie. Don't you know that love is like a tender little flower that can only grow with sunlight from the sky? Haven't we been through enough together, heart of mine, to know when love and flowers will then dry? Heart of stone, like a mountain, never knowing when love dries. Here's that song, like a fountain, freely flowing from my eyes. Heart of mine, don't tell me that you don't know how I feel. You've been beating there inside me all this time. I can't help but wonder why you haven't started breaking. Can't you see what's going on inside my mind? Don't you know that love is like a baby robin that must learn to fly and leave its nest someday? Haven't we been through enough together, heart of mine, to know when love and robins fly away? Heart of stone, like
Gail Russell, a song called Heart of Stone, a bit of Kiwi country music there for you. Coming up, a track from Aro, A-R-O is how you pronounce the name, and it's called Mundane.
Don't ask me to come back, 'cause I don't want to. I thought you'd figure it out by now. We keep going around just bigger circles. That's why I'm not that into you. In my day, yeah.
Just Mundane. The song is called Mundane, and that was Arol. Well, here's a bit of a treat and something different. I've been sent through a track by my good friends at Knick Knack Media. It's a track called Eat Me Alive, and it's from the amazing Emily Esplin, and she's an independent artist from Otepote, Dunedin. And this is her debut single, and it's angsty, it's provocative, and it gives Emily's audience a taste of her vision. And while she's written, produced, and mixed entirely the track, she experiments with sound, space, and sensuality to narrate her personal struggles. And to quote her words, "I want to make the listener feel unsettled. I want to spin them around, pull them in, give them in a little piece of me in this track, and all I've ever wanted is to share my art with an audience." So, this is Emily Esplin, Eat Me Alive.
I wanna drown myself again. I don't think it's anything. Sometimes I thought about that.
Emily Esplin, Eat Me Alive. Gee, you know, I think that that would be quite painful. I've often thought about people who get attacked by sharks or ripped apart by a bear to be eaten alive. No, that one doesn't appeal to me. Well, it's past the halfway mark, my bad, and it's at this stage in the show where I normally play a golden oldie New Zealand classic. And that's precisely what I'm going to do now. I'm just going to drop another $2 in the jukebox, and I think you'll enjoy this one, and I'm sure that you'll remember it. Tom Sharplin, Good Morning, Mr. Rock and Roll, a song originally written by Tommy Adderley and released in 1990 as a 7-inch 45 RPM single. And I remember having that record because on the B-side there was another great track called Baby Loves to Boogie. Now, this is a brand new track. It's been sent through to me by my good friends Remy and Liz, who call themselves Eleanor. This is their latest song. It's called Winners, based on the phrase, "There's no winners in war."
I am but human, so my
Well, that's a statement that I wholeheartedly agree with. It's a song about peace, and on the phrase, there are no winners in war, and you've only got to look at what's going on between the USA and Iran at the moment to figure out how that song is completely relevant. This is the group called Play for Keeps. This one's called Presumptuous. They're called Play for Keeps, and they're based in Christchurch here in New Zealand. They tend to blend crunchy guitars and punchy drums with a driving bass line and what they call astute lyricism. And the song, of course, is called Presumptuous. This is the last track that I'm going to play now from Zoe Vera and her new album. This one's called 12 Feet Under. You're listening to New Music, Aotearoa.
I won, I'm so proud. Beaten down, spinning out. But my God, was I on trial? Black and blue, the gavel sound.
This is New Music Aotearoa with host John Watson. It's the best in new music by New Zealand artists.
And this next song is no exception. This is a track from Auckland-based indie pop artist Alyssa Callender, and she's returned with her first release for 2026, a song called For You. And it was written, as she says, during a turbulent period in a personal relationship. And the track was born from the realization of being caught in a cycle of giving deeply while being hurt in return and not knowing how to repair the damage or if it was irreparable. Well, here you go. This is Alyssa Callender. It's called For You.
Yeah,
Alyssa Callender, a song called For You. Well, that's it from me. I'm about to give up my studio chair for my colleague right here on your favourite radio station. You've been listening to New Music Aotearoa. It's been a show where I've been playing the very latest New Zealand music by New Zealand music artists. And my thanks go out to New Zealand On Air, Knickknack Media, Radio Dash, Indie Music Consultants, and all of the independent Kiwi music promoters and artists who send me in some great tracks to feature on the show. And if you'd like to submit tracks through to me for Airplay Audition, please do get in touch. I also love hearing from listeners too. Simply go to my website at newmusicaotearoa.info. New Music Aotearoa is produced in the studio of Radio Te Aroha in Te Aroha, New Zealand. Until next week, take care of yourselves and look out for each other, will you? Taking us out this week, this is another instrumental track. This is Harry Childs, and this one's called The Luck.